Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, In the Loop, Sports Radio 610, Lopez, Figgy Fig, Reginald Atitula hanging out with you. Question of the day, how do you, or what is your ideal, rather, way of spending your birthday? As a big shout out to CJ Stroud on his 23rd birthday. He is celebrating by practicing.
How about that?
Yeah.
He probably likes that. That's probably.
I mean, that dude seems to really love football, and if not football, right, because I'm not in his brain, he seems to love competition and getting better, right? And so that all of those things feel like they are constituted within the concept of football and practicing. And so, of course, happy birthday to him. I think the Texans put out a tweet where they, or I guess probably on, they put it on more
they
platforms
gave him a cupcake.
Than just Twitter, but they gave him a cupcake. It was not lit. So I guess that was probably to protect him in all sorts and all fashions, right? Don't hand a lit flame or like a flame to your open flame to your franchise quarterback, right?
They might have lit it later. It's just a candle.
Okay. I feel like you should proceed with an abundance of caution in all ways with CJ Stroud, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder. I imagine that he probably enjoys this this day celebrating his birthday. Although, if you had to guess, if there was another way that he'd appreciate to enjoy it more. What do you think it would be?
I think he'd like to be in California with his buddies and all his old family and friends. But he's such a Cali guy.
He mentions
it in every.
Want to be at the pork?
Yeah. Every conversation, you know, like he's talking about another player from another.
That was your SoCal
trying to go to the pork.
Yeah.
Trying to go to the pork.
Yeah. Like he'll even talk about opposing players. You know, he's a Cali guy.
Yeah.
He'll say stuff like that.
I mean, we got to respect it to some degree.
Oh yeah. No, yeah. You're proud
the,
as well.
The way the Texas folks are. Hey man, yeah. I can't be too mad at somebody
no.
else.
Yeah.
Like, where they're from.
No, he's proud.
Nah, I respect it, man.
Yeah, I do too. So I bet you he'd like to be in California hanging. What's your ideal birthday?
Me personally, it's shifted over the time, and I'm trying to get better about it because I have been the guy who's like, I have not accomplished anything by a birthday just by, you know, being alive for another year, which I guess I definitely should not take for granted, of course. But it's like, that's not necessarily an accomplishment, but I've tried to change my perspective in that, hey man, anytime you get a chance to celebrate is a time to celebrate. Just go ahead and use it. Now, I have that mindset. I have not actually acted on it because I'm often just at work and then I'll hang out at the crib or chill out. But if I have an opportunity, maybe hang out with some friends, do something low key, that's usually an ideal way. Around people that I love, but without the stress of like, we're having a dinner party or we're going out. I'm like, just like, hey, y'all want to hang out? Maybe smoke a cigar, play
make sure
game,
everyone like RSVP.
That.
See,
yeah.
There are those people drive. Man, my daughter is one. She has
what
like
are we wearing? Are we dressing it up? Is it casual? I'm not doing all that.
My daughter has like a birthday month. Like, hey, it's June.
God bless her.
Yeah, it is. Your birthday's not till the 25th. I mean, it's like some people just love that stuff. I finally figured out, and Figgy knows this, I've never been like a big, they're going to do something for you for your birthday guy. I don't appreciate it, because I do, but it's just kind of like, I don't know, maybe it's kind of your thing, kind of makes me uncomfortable. Like, why are you making such a big deal?
Well, I will say.
Yeah, that's how I am. Yeah.
It is nice to have other people that want to do things for you.
It is nice, and I appreciate it.
For me, I'm just not the guy who wants to go and do it myself. Like, I appreciate those folks, though, that are self-starters. They're like, I want a birthday party, so I'm going to throw myself a birthday party.
Yeah.
Do you? That's incredible. Me personally, I'm like,
I'm
not doing that. And so if there's somebody that's like, hey, this is how I want to show you that I appreciate you, to celebrate you, I'm in.
My perfect birthday is doing something that I love to do.
Fishing,
barbecue, chilling in the backyard with dogs and kids, you know, just like stuff that I'm very comfortable in. So that's why, like, 2 people come, cool. 30 people come, cool. I just want to be able to do, you know, what I like to do. And the other thing that I think I kind of finally realized this too, Figgy, why I'm kind of like no big deal on birthdays. I mentioned this to Reggie before the show, I've probably spent 12, 15 birthdays out of town by myself. And that's not poor me. It was work related. Back when I was writing a column, I spent a birthday at spring training probably, Astro spring training probably 5-6 times. Final four, I remember one birthday in particular because it was when Hank Gathers died for Loyola Marymount and Bo Kimble was shooting that left-handed free throw. I was following them around. I've done like, so I've often been by myself, and I'm like, cool, no big deal. You know, I'll go do something that I like to
do,
you know.
Fig, I'm interested for you, but there's quite a few people that have come in with doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah. Or
my ideal birthday is being left the F alone.
Yeah.
Where are you? And are you kind of similar to any of those folks?
I'm kind of similar to that. Like, I haven't really done anything for my birthday in a minute. The last time I did was I took a trip. We took a trip up to Seattle randomly.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, if I had to choose, I would like to go on trips for my birthday.
Ah, okay.
Just me and the old lady, just to kind of go somewhere, just kind of chill out a little bit. I'm not really a party guy.
So like,
I've never been a party guy at all.
Kind of almost vacation or like day trip, trip. Talking cruise, we talking beach.
Not that heavy. If we find a cheap flight to somewhere, that's how we ended up in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Found some cheap flights and said, hey, let's just go to Seattle. I don't know what's up there, but
we're about to find out.
Yeah. I had a good time. It's like, it don't have to be a beach or a cruise or out the country, but just like a cool little trip, a little quick little getaway trip. I'm fine with that.
Go somewhere different.
Yeah.
Walk around.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not the big party guy. Like around here in the office, it usually happens with a lot of the salespeople. Whenever it's their birthday, they just like decorate their whole little cubicle or they decorate the studio. I'm so afraid of that, man, because I'm like, please don't do that to my space. Like, even though I like when they do that, I don't want them to do that to me.
You don't want all that attention?
Nah, man.
It's interesting because it feels like, and I do wonder, I mean, if there's just people that have not responded or whatever on the text line, 713-572-4610. Seems like a lot of folks, at least that are responding, are very nonchalant about their birthdays. Mm-hmm. And I wonder, does that say something about generally like sports fans that are like maybe sports fans are a little bit less inclined towards that?
Yeah. Now, if somebody does, I'm trying to think if anybody's ever thrown like a party for, I'm sure when I was a kid, but like a big party, I think on my 40th birthday, I was in Kissimmee with the Astros. That's right. I remember that. But like a party, it's cool. It depends on how they do it, you know, like, you know, surprise, whatever. It doesn't matter. Like if somebody throws you a party, it all depends on like who's coming. You know, it's got to be the tight-knit group.
If I had to do a party, it got to be some type of cool theme, and it got to be all in or nothing. I don't want to half-ass it.
Yes.
Like, I always wanted to do, like, an 80s theme party or a 90s theme party. We got to go all the way in.
There you go.
Everybody got to dress in character. You can't just come in a regular suit.
Not allowed.
Yeah. If you come regular, you can't get in.
Yeah.
I want everybody to be in full character. That's the only time I would do like a party.
I respect it. Someone said the booty club. Shout out to you.
How about that?
Oh, yeah.
Person said, another one said a 3-day weekend at Guadalupe, floating and hanging out on the river.
That's big time. Somebody said the casino. That would be my third one. Let's go hang out.
Let's go to Vegas.
Roll the dice a little bit.
If somebody gives me a stack of money to work with. And even then, I don't know. Like, I feel like maybe I need to talk to somebody. Because like, it just feels like, I feel the anxiety thinking about going and like trying to celebrate myself by spending this money. Or like using this money that I'm, trying to win.
Why can't I just keep it?
I know, exactly. I'd rather just keep the money. We got somebody who's celebrating their birthday from the 806. They said today is their birthday, having family over. Then them and their wife are hitting the casino, as you mentioned.
You and CJ. And Nick Wright's birthday.
Happy birthday to Nick Wright.
Yeah. His birthday would be on CJ Stroud's birthday.
I
don't give a damn if he older.
He's taking down CJ every chance he gets.
Yeah, man.
I got to talk to him about that.
Yeah, he about to get unfollowed by me.
Wow.
It's getting to that point. Like,
on his birthday?
On his birthday,
that's
man.
That's crazy.
Like, when you say some wild stuff like that, man, it's time to
anything that's a threat to the Chiefs, he'll criticize.
Yeah. No, his last take, I'm just like, brother.
Said he compared him to Gardner Minshew?
He tried to do the side-by-side. Who is this quarterback? Who is this quarterback? Like, come on, man.
That always feels disingenuous. Like, I don't even like playing. When people start, well, player A and player B or player X, and I'm like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Whenever he did that, when we were working together, I would always end it with, okay, which one would you rather have? Would you rather have Gardner Minshew
exactly
or yeah. CJ Stroud, or does it not matter?
Yeah, you can't, you can't trick me. I know your game.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm familiar with your game.
Yeah. Exactly. Many people talk about sitting at, well, 713, sitting at home listening to Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us. Hope that makes your birthday better. Somebody said they don't care. Best part is seeing their daughter's faces when they open their presents. Okay.
Yeah, that's
I like
me.
That. I like
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like yeah. that a lot. How do you enjoy spending your birthday, what's your ideal birthday, on CJ Stroud's 23rd birthday?
I think last year, CJ Stroud, I think he mentioned how he celebrated his birthday. I think he said he just went to the movies with his mom and
he
sister.
He sure did.
So he might be a low-key so guy.
He,
didn't even
well. He sure did. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah. yeah, so he. I'm guessing he probably gonna do the same thing, mm-hmm. maybe a little dinner or something like that.
Yeah, that feels about right, family. especially between practice days.
That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at this point. Just nice little restaurant, just chill yeah. with the lady and
y'all. Like take it. Do y'all take the day off for your birthday?
No,
nah,
never.
I never took the day off. No. The only time I did is when I went out of town.
Yeah,
that was the only time. But I never take the day. I'm working on my birthday coming up.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Well, that's a hint.
Yeah, you were talking about to LUK, so I need to start planning to get you a gift card.
Hold on, let me see. You know what? Let me see without looking. Let me see. I can't remember. Is it October?
Wait, no. Lopez, let me help you out. Hey, Fig, I know that we haven't talked about this before. When's your birthday, my man?
Oh, come on, man.
I think it's the 8th or 9th.
It's the 7th.
7th. Oh.
All right.
Noted.
Let me go to odysseyatwork.com and put my day in for that day.
Yeah,
you guys will be working with somebody else.
All right. Okay, fair enough. That you made me think about, I don't remember what exactly you were saying, like maybe your favorite birthday or whatever. And I still remember my 5th birthday party. And I wonder if anybody remembers Exilorama.
What's it called?
Exilorama. It was like
I do remember
it was like
Exilorama.
An indoor
yes.
theme park.
Yes.
And buddy, my mom did it up big for that birthday
I remember
party. And
Exilorama.
I'll never forget that. And that's it's one of the funny things because I'm a very laid back birthday person, but I still remember that time that she did it up real big for my 5th birthday party. And so, yeah, I feel like I am a man that contains multitudes, and maybe deep within myself.
I forgot about that place. My kids love that place, too.
Yeah, maybe deep within myself, I do want a big birthday party. I don't know. But, yeah.
Changed my mind.
Yeah, exactly. I got time till April, and we gotta do it up big. But, yes, shout out to CJ Stroud, who I imagine keeps it low-key, but is definitely doing work, practicing on his birthday. 23 years of age.
I thought the question was going to be, what was you doing 23 years ago?
Or at 23.
On your 23rd birthday? Oh, God. That is a question.
No, just think about 23 years ago.
Well, 23.
When he was born, what was you doing?
Ooh. Ooh. All right.
What year was that?
Buddy, I'll have to do it. Well, 2001, right?
Oh, Lord. It was 2001?
Oh, man.
We're doing the thing where everybody feels old.
For that. He was born at the 9/11.
Oh,
So he wasn't even around.
Why'd you do that? Now everybody feels old. You know what? Abandon ship.
Your franchise quarterback wasn't even around during that time, man.
Okay, gosh. Thank you. Let's talk to a man. You know what? A man that we can maybe try and see if we can make him feel old. Our guy, my Nigerian brethren, and a former Texan, ND Kalu. We talked to him about the Texans and the Bills next.